The Laguna Madre hasn't been there forever. Our journey on the Laguna continues with a trip back in time. We'll learn today primarily about her formation and some current geological trends. Tom Shirley is a biologist and the endowed chair of biodiversity and conservation at the Hart Research Institute. Shirley says his interest in marine biology began when he took a geological oceanography course, and that took him to a dive on a reef off the Texas coast.
The most interesting thing about it to me at the time was that if you swim along the deep crevices that run through the reef, there are teeth of mastodons and woolly mammoths and camels. In fact, about 9 or 10 species of large mammals that lived in this area back during the Pleistocene, back to 12,000 to 18,000 years ago. So pretty interesting.
Those mastodon teeth give you an idea of how far back we're traveling today.
Picture in your mind's eye, 18,000 years ago, the water would have been about 40 to 50 miles further offshore, in some places 70 miles offshore, depending upon where you are on the Texas coast, but it was basically out at about the edge of the continental shelf.
Wes Tunnell is the author of The Laguna Madre of Texas and Tamaulipas. The book is widely acknowledged as the compendium of what is known about the Laguna. Tunnell says as the ice continued to melt, it would transgress and then recede, transgress and recede, and it did this over thousands of years. This ebb and flow action created a number of offshore banks that are now favored fishing areas in the Gulf.
Then it came up to about where Padre Island is today, about 4,000 to 5,000 years ago, and it slowed down, and then about 3,000 years ago, it stopped in its elevation, so it kind of stabilized, and that's what started the formation of the sandbars and shoals of sand along the Texas coast. And so as those raised up, they then formed the protected areas behind it, in this case, the Laguna Madre.
Bearing all this in mind, we now come to the present, and the person to bring us there is
Gary Jeffress. I am the director of the Conrad Blücher Institute for Surveying and Science at Texas A&M University, and I'm also a professor of Geographic Information Science.
Geographic Information Science, or GIS, is the moniker used to discuss the melding of surveying with the use of GPS technology and the latest in computer modeling. We've heard about sea level rise due to global climate change. Jeffress has something altogether different for us to consider.
Texas is somewhat unique in that the majority of sea level rise we see is actually caused by the land sinking, subsidence. That's when the land is actually moving downwards, right? We have actually two forces in play. We have the sea level rising and we have the land sinking. And the land sinking is caused by liquid extraction from the substrata, particularly around places like Houston where they were growing rice and extracting a lot of water out of the ground to grow rice. A lot of that water came from within clays, and if you just extract the water out of clays, the clays compact, and hence the land goes down. And in Houston, around Houston in Harris County and Galveston County, there's a subsidence district up there where they permit the amount of water you can take out of the ground in order to slow down the subsidence.
And yes, oil and gas extraction had the same effect. This subsidence and other forces and theories apply to us locally as well. And although its measure is small, Jeffress says subsidence can and will have a significant effect over time.
The rates right now, sea level rise globally is around about 2.5 to 3 millimeters a year. But in Galveston, we're seeing water level rise of 6.5 millimeters a year. And so over a long period of time. And so about two-thirds of the change in water level in Galveston is due to subsidence, not sea level rise.
So if you live on the island, is it time to put the house up for sale and move inland?
There are forces actually building up Padre Island. You know, wave action bringing sediments up onto the shore and the wind blowing those sediments into the dunes where vegetation captures it and stores it and keeps building it up. So there's forces actually building up the island as well as forces trying to remove it, like the subsidence. And so what we're seeing is actually a migration of the island towards the mainland. But it's very, very slow. I mean, we need 100 years worth of observations to detect this. So it's not going to happen overnight in our lifetimes, is that we're going to have to move inland. But it will gradually, over time, from generation to generation, we will see where we're going to have to move.
Our look at the Laguna Madre is part of Gulf Matters, a series about the Gulf of Mexico, America's Sea, sponsored by the Heart Research Institute of Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi. I'm Shane Barker.